Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNerd Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me is a TechNori, should we say alum? I guess we're doing TechNori alum. And so Catherine Pisco, did I get it right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I'm two for two on names I don't really know how to pronounce. Unearth the World is the company. That one I shouldn't be able to screw up too bad. You were at our last all-female founders TechNori showcase to kind of give everyone an update.
Yes.
And we wanted to make sure that those who weren't able to make it could learn more about it and find out what you've been up to. And then also sort of, I guess you're a perfect person to ask a couple of questions. One is sort of the female entrepreneurship angle. And the second one is when you come on a thing like TechNori Showcase, you're at this stage in your company, similar to what Joe from Guard Llama did when he was at TechNori. And that was sort of, I just want anyone to try this and let me know what it's like. And now fast forward a year and change, you're able to say like, this is what we were able to do with this when people called. So I kind of want to run down the history. So before we get going there, what is Unearth the World?
Sure. No, it's so awesome to think back to the TechNori experience too, so I'm excited to talk about that. But Unearth the World is a social enterprise that pairs individuals, professionals, students, families with international nonprofits to help them do meaningful and transformative volunteer travel. So my husband and I founded it a little over 2 years ago to kind of address some of the problems we saw in the volunteer travel industry. We had both been in corporate America for about 9 years, resigned from our jobs on the same day, and traveled for about a year. And we wanted to travel in a little bit of a different way. So we looked into volunteering along the way because we kind of thought it would be awesome to connect with local communities. But I had always thought that you had to either join the Peace Corps or be a missionary to do that kind of work. And it became really difficult to find something that was, you knew was legit when you Googled it. It was affordable and could actually make sure that you were helping the communities you visited.
I feel like that's one of those barriers for me. Like, I've talked to, I'm forgetting the, this makes me mad. I know the guy's name, Matt Meltzer, but I'm forgetting the name of the company. Sage Corps.
Yes.
Which right, 1871. So I would love to give back and do things and volunteer, but the idea of joining a Peace Corps, making like, this is going to sound just terrible, but making a commitment to it.
2 years.
2 months, 2 weeks.
Even that, absolutely.
I'm out. Like, I'll be there Tuesday. That's what I'll do. Like, that's what I got.
Well, that's exactly was kind of our mindset, too. I mean, we were able to travel for a year, which was great. We did 5 volunteer projects along the way, but we had never done anything like that before because we were always either working or when we got vacation time, as bad as it sounds, you know, we weren't thinking we're going to go and live in a developing country for a week and give back.
That vacation has chocolates on the pillow.
Exactly. That's so vacation. We wanted to figure out a way to make it really accessible for not only students. I mean, you could do this through your class and get credit for it, but families, people want to take their kids and show them other aspects of the world, but also professionals. I mean, we work with companies now because there should be something, we should be able to leverage all of this talent, the resources abroad, but do it in a way that's accessible for people. So,
yeah. So that was kind of the question that I had, you know, like there's plenty of organizations out there. I feel like I could be completely wrong. And if I am, by all means, hit in on it, but I feel like there's a lot of organizations that spotlight different causes and things. So you like don't have that dreaded, I emailed and then, you know, within like 5 emails, they were asking me to put money in because there's going to be a South African exchange of money where the king's money is coming in and then I'm paying them. And then I show up and it's like I get robbed as soon as I get there.
Or you have no idea. Yeah, you have no idea where it's going.
But there are lots of organizations, I think, that like are getting into the mix of like making sure that that isn't happening. But I think the problem still that exists is, like you said, with a family, like it's one thing if it's me. If I'm just going to show up somewhere and do it, it's like, like whatever. But I'm not going to put my kids or a wife or somebody at risk or if business, the liability of putting my business. Like,
absolutely.
How do you provide them with a cultural experience that gives back, it's rewarding, fun, you know, and all these different things, but they also are sort of protected. And that's what you guys do, which is so cool.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the thing that actually kept me up at night when we first started the business. I'm like, how are we going to make sure that, you know, you can't, I think my lawyer would tackle me if I put, you know, or started saying, oh, all of our experiences are completely safe, but you also have to do every, because you never know what could happen anywhere. But
currency exchanges happen all the time.
Exactly. But no, and I think that is a huge value for the companies and universities and families that we work with, because they don't necessarily know how to ensure that kind of security abroad. And at the same time, companies and universities don't want to have to take on that risk and liability. So we do. We have risk and liability insurance. We provide individual risk and liability insurance for each traveler, too. And we form these really long-term relationships abroad. So you feel like when you're there, you're part of a family.
You've done it multiple times. It starts to feel a little more consistent. So walk me through the process then. If I'm, let's say I'm a, you know, I think the best person is probably a student for right now.
Sure.
If I'm a student, walk me through how this would go for me.
Great. So we have six international nonprofit partners. So we don't, at Unearth the World, think that we're the experts in education in Peru, but we've partnered with a nonprofit that's already focusing on improving education in Peru. So each of our partners are in different locations: Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, Peru, and Zambia. They all focus on a different issue. So everything from food security to education to sustainable housing and the environment. And as a student, or anyone else for that matter, you would tell me what your interests are, what your skill sets are, and how much time you have, where you would like to go. Based off of what those kind of parameters are, we have formed really deep and close connections with our international nonprofits. So we have an idea of what their needs are from a skill set perspective. We make a connection and basically act as the liaisons between you, based off of what your skills and interests are, with the international partners, with what their needs are. And then we plan all the travel logistics for you, so that once we've kind of set up what that project will look like, so you will be going to Nicaragua and working against some of the deforestation issues. So we pair you with a really cool organic farm. You learn, it's a organic farm, eco hotel, and Spanish school that we work with. They do a little bit of everything there. It started actually, it's a social enterprise as an eco hotel to bring tourists into the area. And they hired all local people that teach Spanish, and then they use all of their profits to fund this organic farm. So it's a really cool experience. So we make it personalized to you based off of your skills and interests, plan all the travel logistics. So you book your flight and everything else is taken care of. You are picked up at the airport by a local person, stay in the local community, either at an eco hotel or homestay, have three meals a day, volunteer project. And we also organize some cross-cultural exchange activities too that are legitimate and truly authentic. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to do a cooking class and then you get bussed an hour outside of town to something super swanky. It's
they bus you into the back of a restaurant where you start cooking, and then you realize that you're just cooking for people.
You're just doing free labor. Yeah.
Screwed over. Yeah,
exactly. No, it's been a really, I think that's one of my favorite parts actually, is meeting all of these local entrepreneurs on the ground. So once you tell us what you're interested in, we set it up. We do 5 weeks of pre-trip training. So my husband and I realized when we did our own experience, we kind of just showed up and had no idea what we were going to do and weren't really prepared. So every week leading up to your trip, for the 5 weeks before, you get an email with different videos and cool articles to kind of help you prepare for your trip. Once you're there, you enjoy your experience. And then when you get home, we do a one-on-one post-trip coaching call to help you bridge your international experience to your normal life. And that's how, even if you're a professional and can go for a couple days to a week, that's how you can have long-term impact, is that you put a plan in place so that you take that experience and you volunteer locally or you stay engaged with that same organization.
I feel like this is one of those things where, you know, if you ever wondered where travel agencies are going and like what they're going to have to be. No, really, because
holistic approach. Yeah,
a little over a year ago, or not even. Yeah, I guess it was about a year ago. We did a travel themed one. We had a handful of different travel agencies, and in my mind, when I remember thinking back on them now, you know, one of them I think is still around because it was so niche, but the rest of them were just sort of like a new take, a tech take. Like, here, we're going to connect with everybody, and it's cheaper discounts, and it's travel, you know, Travelocity, whatever.
Right.
And I think that like loses. I just don't think that the feeling, the experience, meshes with what it's supposed to, you know, what the whole point.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a huge trend in people wanting to live and travel more like local people. You know, not go and stay at the big, not that there's anything wrong with
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but there's like tourism, that's like a quick, like, I don't know how to, like, that's a one and done feel. Like, I feel like I go to places like, oh, you know what, I'm here for a night, like I want to have, you know, great. Give me your best restaurant, and your best bottle of wine. Like, that's what I want to do.
Exactly.
If I want to go on a long trip and experience my family, I want to like do things.
Absolutely. And this is great because you connect with the local community. I mean, now in the era of all the different social media channels, I mean, I'm still connected with every partner that we've worked with. And it's a really great way of getting to know people from other cultures, learning a ton, but it's also really fun. And it's hard at times too, but you get so pushed outside of your comfort zone that you come home and you're just inspired to do something new. I mean, our alums have started their own nonprofits. They've changed their majors. They've totally changed their career paths. They could become more civically engaged. It's just really really cool and humbling to see kind of
some
of the things.
So speaking of that growth, you know, since you guys were on the Technori stage to now, like how have you grown the business? Like how have you, you know, taken it from this is a great idea and we're getting some traction and we've got the company going, but you've got a couple of case studies to now like we're in, like we know how to scale from here. Like how have you done that?
Well, that's a great question. I think we've had, you know, organic growth, but it's been really cool to see lately. It's really started to pick up. So I think when I was on Technori stage, it was literally the first time I'd thought about how am I even – I had the elevator pitch. We had started the company. I think we had had 5 travelers. 4 of them were my husband's sister and her friends, which I didn't mention on the Technori stage. But it was really small. But, you know, since that time, we've – sent, I think in our first year, we sent probably 25 to 30 individual travelers. But then once we kind of had an understanding that our model was working, we had the pre and post trip training in place, and we had our 6 international partners, we started to look at how we were going to scale. And it started just being word of mouth. If anyone went on a trip, you know, all of the reviews were really awesome, pretty positive. They would tell their friends and tell their family. But then we started getting more strategic and looking at group travel models. And I think that's the way that we'll really be able to scale from a numbers perspective. Yeah. We've sent over 200 travelers abroad, and we still work with individuals because I think that's our bread and butter. Yeah. And that's where we need to stay. But we've really worked a lot with universities and are starting to work with companies. So we form strategic partnerships with study abroad offices or with corporate responsibility or HR at a company, and kind of help similarly to the process of working with an individual. It's like, okay, as a company, what are your goals? What kind of initiatives do you focus on? These sort of international corporate volunteerism programs are hugely beneficial for companies for recruitment and retention and, you know, bringing back better global leaders. But what kind of issues are you passionate about? We'll partner with our international partners, and you can make great impact. It also looks great as a company as well. It's just such a win-win. So we're continuing to kind of focus on our group model to scale, working with, of course, like I said, individuals, but forming these high-level relationships. We just had Centro, a company here in Chicago. Yep. They just got back from, they sent 13 people to Nicaragua.
Oh, awesome.
They did an environmental initiative, and it was just really cool to see. So.
Yeah, see, like, I think, I look at this and I think, like, the college thing to me seems to really resonate because when I remember college about, like, the study abroad thing is essentially like a pass to go get blasted in another city. It's like, oh yeah, we studied abroad. We didn't really do anything.
I studied in Paris, and I think I was just friends with other American university students. We happened to
because you
in
don't
Paris.
Know what to do, and it's like, you know, you just sort of do what you normally would do, and then
exactly.
Like college campus is like college. I mean, everyone's going to get pissed. College is like obsolete, I feel like.
Well, this is a different kind of learning. It's not the kind where you're in the classroom and oftentimes skipping class because other things are more interesting.
That's my point. Like,
it's
experiential
learning.
You learn real, like, hardship. You learn struggle. You learn how to save money, how to be critical thinking, how to be, you know, health-wise, how to be safer, how to, you know, how to be responsible.
I mean, I had always considered getting my MBA and always wanted to, but just didn't want to take time away from it.
Start your own business. There's your MBA.
Exactly. And it's similar in that way. You go abroad and you're working on a project, and it might not be the exact same thing that you're doing in your major or your day job, but you learn so much about yourself through that experience that it ends up giving you being even better, in my opinion. In fact, I just read an article. They were rating international corporate volunteering programs. It's from Georgetown, as being more important and better at producing leaders than going to get an advanced degree in leadership, which I thought was crazy. Of course, that's one study, but I totally resonated
with totally
me
agree
because
with
I
that.
Felt the same thing.
I totally
way.
Agree. This is awesome. Where do people go to learn more about this and sort of get involved?
Great. Unearttheworld.com. They could also email us at info@unearttheworld.com. Right now, we're just looking to work with more travelers, both individuals, or if you know, introduce us to your alma mater or to your company, and we'll plan something really special, meaningful, and personalized for them.
So. That's awesome. Catherine, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks to Technori.
Of course. Thank you so much. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.